He understands the ways of this place, which is more than I ever could.
The devil? I speak to the devil?
But in hell, Senora, the devil is the leader of the best society.
But I tell you, wretch, I know I'm not in hell.
How do you know?
Because I feel no pain.
Oh, then there is no mistake. You are intentionally damned.
Why do you say that?
Because, Senora, hell is a place for the wicked. The wicked are quite comfortable in it. It was made for them. You tell me you feel no pain. I conclude that you are one of those for whom hell exists.
Do you feel no pain?
I am not one of the wicked, Senora. Therefore, it bores me beyond description, beyond belief.
Not one of the wicked. You said you were a murderer.
Only a duel. I ran my sword through an old man who was trying to run his through me.
Well, if you were a gentleman, that was not a murder.
Well, the old man called it murder because he was, he said, defending his daughter's honor. By this he meant that because I foolishly fell in love with her and told her so, she screamed, and he tried to assassinate me after calling me insulting names.
You are like all men. Libertines and murderers, all.
And yet, we meet here, dear lady.
Listen to me. My father was slain by just such a wretch as you in just such a duel for just such a cause. I screamed. It was my duty. My father drew on my assailant. His honor demanded it. He fell. That was the reward of honor. I am here in hell, you tell me. That is the reward of duty. Is there justice in heaven?
Oh, there is justice in hell. Heaven is far above such idle human personalities. You will be welcome in hell, Signora. Hell is the home of honor, duty, justice, and the rest of the seven deadly virtues. All the wickedness on earth is done in their name. Where else but in hell should they have the reward? Have I not told you that the truly damned are those who are happy in hell?
And are you happy here?
No. And that is the enigma in which I ponder in darkness. Why am I here? Have you repudiated all duty, trampled honor underfoot, and laughed at justice?
Oh, what do I care why you are here? Why am I here? I who sacrificed all my inclinations to womanly virtue and propriety.
Patience, lady, you will be perfectly happy and at home here. As the poet says, hell is a city much like Seville.
Happy here where I'm nothing, where I'm nobody?
Not at all. You are a lady, and wherever ladies are is hell. Now, do not be surprised or terrified. You will find here everything that a lady can desire, including devils who will serve you from sheer love of servitude and magnify your importance for the sake of dignifying their service, the best of service.
My servants will be devils?
Have you ever had servants who are not devils?
Never. They were devils, perfect devils, all of them. But that is only a manner of speaking. I thought you meant that my servants here will be real devils.
No more real devils than you will be a real lady. Nothing is real here. That is the horror of damnation.
Oh, this is all madness. This is worse than fire in the worm.
For you, perhaps, there are consolations. For instance, how old were you when you changed from time into eternity?
Do not ask me how old I was, as if I were a thing of the past. I am 77.
A ripe age, Signora. But in hell, old age is not tolerated. It is too real. Here we worship love and beauty. Our souls being entirely damned, we cultivate our hearts. As a lady of 77, you would not have a single acquaintance in hell.
How can I help my age, man?
But you forget that you have left your age behind you in the realm of time. You are no more 77 than you are 7. Or 17, or 27.
Nonsense.
No. Consider, Signora. Was not this true even when you lived on Earth? When you were 70, were you really older underneath your wrinkles and your gray hairs than when you were 30?
No. Younger. At 30, I was a fool. But of what use is it to feel younger and look older?
Ah, you see, Signora. The look was only an illusion. Your wrinkles lie. Just as the plump, smooth skin of many a stupid girl of 17 with heavy spirits and decrepit ideas lies about her age. Now here, we have no bodies. We see each other as bodies only because we learned to think about one another under that aspect when we were alive. But we can appear to one another at what age we choose. You have but to will. Any of your old looks back and back they will come.
It comes.